Danny and Kate.
15-year-old girl in Oregon volunteered at her local animal shelter, and on the second day, she realized that they had her lost cat.
And I was like, is that my cat? Like, it literally looks so much like Spunky. He was like my first cat and the first thing that I bonded with as a child.
I'm sure her mom and dad loved to hear the story that was the first thing you bonded with. Honestly, it was the only thing I've ever loved in my whole entire life. What? I bought you that cat.
A brand new Beach House with Danny and Kate debuts Monday morning, January 20th. Corpus Christi's best music and the Beach House with Danny and Kate on the Beach 96.5.
So have you ever heard of twalking before? It's when pedestrians are walking and glued to their phone. It's called twalking. Twalking deaths are at a 30-year high, and some researchers at the Columbia University are trying to help. They develop a prototype headphones that can decipher street sounds, detecting approaching cars, and they're calling them ears.
Danny and Kate in the morning.
I love you guys and all your family time you guys spend together. Can't listen to all the BS and whatever drama's going on with the other stations, but you're number one in the car.
Danny and Kate in the morning. It's Rewind 98.1.
Danny and Kate show. We're married. We have five kids, and they all vary in age. The oldest is 13. The youngest is like 18 months old. And then in
how do you not? Okay. No, what? She's not 18 months old.
18 months old.
Every time I hear you talk about
almost
her baby,
two. She's almost two.
You never say the right age. It's so funny to me.
She's 19 months?
She's 22 months.
I don't see how that's a big difference between
18 and
months.
22 months? Yeah, there's
and
a huge
22
difference.
Months.
Developmentally, that's huge.
She's a year and a half.
Nah.
I'm just trying to be that parent that says months so that way I seem more relatable.
I just said months. She's 22 months.
You can't prove she's 22 months.
I can do math.
Well, can we just agree that somewhere in the middle, 18 months, 22
no,
months.
No, she's not in the middle. She's 22
is the
months.
Age of our daughter.
She's 22 months. It's
I don't
not
know.
Not in the middle of.
We'll agree to disagree.
Okay.
Either way, with that many kids, we constantly get asked to do things we don't want to do, like basic math or go to Build-A-Bear. And it's not that we're not happy with Build-A-Bear, but they always get you. They're like, oh, well, here's your bear. It's only $4.99. I'm like, that's a deal. Oh, did you want stuffing in that bear? Oh, that's going to be an additional charge. Yeah, I guess so. Oh, did you want that bear to have eyes? Oh, yeah, that's an additional charge. Oh, do you want to name that bear? No, not really. Well, that's going to be an additional charge.
You know, the bear itself is pretty reasonable. Yeah. It's all the stupid extras they sell. Those
so
things
many
are more
extras.
Than the bear cost.
So many extras.
For like one item.
All of a sudden you're up to like a $70 bear that literally you could have grabbed out of a claw machine, but here you are. You've named it, you've built it. Well, here you go. This is the reason I want to go to Build-A-Bear. And I don't say that very often. They've apparently acquired the rights for Baby Yoda.
I'm aware.
Yes, Baby Yoda coming to Build-A-Bear. A million memes later, Baby Yoda is getting its moment to shine at Build-A-Bear. Soon kids will be able to stuff their own mini Jedi Master. It'll be a few months down the line, though.
I think they're taking pre-orders. Isn't that what I read earlier?
Yeah, the creators of The Mandalorian wanted to keep the child a secret and didn't tell toy companies about the adorable little Yoda, which is why they weren't prepared for this. But once it came out, they were able to start the production of it. So Build-A-Bear is taking pre-orders now. Hasbro will be releasing a talking Baby Yoda in May, just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, no, I guarantee by Christmas there's probably going to be at least a dozen different Baby Yoda toys that all the kids are going
to
want.
And I'll tell you right now, if you are a mom or dad, you need to start buying, you should start stocking up on your Baby Yodas. Just go buy them whenever you see them, put them in your closet somewhere, and be prepared. Because you'll be able to resell these for a lot of money when Christmas rolls around.
I am not buying anything Baby Yoda.
I can't wait.
Not happening.
Baby Yoda salt shakers?
What?
Baby Yoda socks?
No.
Baby Yoda boxers?
No.
Baby Yoda t-shirts?
Are these things you want?
Yes.
No.
Baby Yoda utensils? Forks? A Baby Yoda fork? That every time I use it goes, good it is.
That's not even what the baby says, though.
No, but I'm imagining what it would say.
That would be a regular Yoda fork.
Well, I mean, maybe a cuter voice.
Chicky nuggies good.
It doesn't talk.
Little
does
chicky nuggies, Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda forks are not going to be a thing. Stop it.
They might now.
Stop.
I mean, maybe someone listening is in charge of a fork factory, and they just had a $1 million idea.
You're ridiculous.
Thank you for putting this in front of me.
A talking fork sounds like the most annoying thing to buy ever, ever.
No, not the most annoying.
That's pretty up there.
That's kind of high. You're putting a really high standard on these forks.
That's how annoying I find it.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break and we'll return in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
It's Danny and Kate.